We know we're joined on the line by Alan Cook, who's from Dublin. Alan, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Jerry.
Good to talk to you this morning. Now, you're talking to me this morning about Sir Roger Casement, and you were in Germany in 1951.
I was probably the first person in Trinity to actually go to Germany after the war. And Germany was in a frightful state. Hence, you know, the reason that, in fact, when I came across this particular man, the ferryman in Karlsruhe, because the bridge itself had been bombed to bits by the Allies, and as a result of that, there had to be a ferry.
It was 6 years after World War II, so they hadn't rebuilt it yet, so there was a ferry transporting people across.
That's exactly right. So I missed the ferry and had to wait for the next one. So because I spoke fluent German, learned how I say in Trinity, I was able to talk to the ferryman for about 20 minutes, and it was extraordinary because once he heard I came from Ireland, he started to talk about Irish politics, about which he knew quite a lot. In fact, he had followed very carefully what went on after the forming of what he called the Irish Free State, which is what it was. And he hadn't followed after the war, obviously, because he couldn't. He was busy doing his U-boat work.
Yeah.
But he had followed it because, in fact, it was interesting to him, and he talked quite a lot to Casement on board when waiting to, you know, let him off the submarine at Bannerstrom.
So this man turned out to be the second in command of the German U-boat that dropped Roger Casement on Bannerstrom.
Exactly. So, you know, that was a link, if you like, that I vaguely had going back, you know, a century, and I just thought that it might be worth mentioning, and for that very reason.
Yeah, you couldn't believe that there was a ferryman in the middle of Germany who knew so much about pre-war politics in Ireland.
Precisely, but post-war Germany was a total mix and gatherum of people. They were very lucky to get jobs, many of them, particularly those who had been in the army and in the navy, the Kriegsmarine.
Yeah.
So I wasn't too surprised, in fact, to hear his story. I was particularly surprised, of course, that it had a connection with Ireland.
Yeah. And those amazing days of 1916 and Roger Casement and all that happened afterwards.
Exactly. He was a man, probably, when I met him, he would have been a man of about 50, I suppose. And he had again been with the U-boats during World War II.
Yeah, and they were the ones that almost won the war for Germany until the Enigma machine was captured and decoded, and that took care of that.
Not only that, but I had a particular friend who was, in fact, an RAF pilot, who during the war had the unsavoury task of being catapulted off freighters, and because there was no cover available from fighter aircraft from land, and he would have to do his fighting and drop himself by parachute back into the sea in the hope that he might be picked up.
Incredible. People led amazing lives, didn't they? I mean, even this ferryman lived through two wars, World War I and World War II.
Indeed. And there were quite a lot. People forget, in fact, how close the two wars were together.
Yeah.
You know, 1916 and you're up to 36.
Yeah. Plenty of people who would have fought in both.
Oh, absolutely. The officer class, in fact, from the First World War were very much in evidence in the second one. And one doesn't want to go around down the road of how modern were their ideas. They were extremely old-fashioned.
Yeah, they certainly were. Did he say anything about Casement himself?
Not really. He may have done. Of course, I don't really remember. I'm 86, and as a result of that, my memory is not as good as it was. So I can remember the geography. I can remember talking to him, but what we said together over that time, quite honestly, I don't remember.
Okay, well, listen, Alan, thanks very much for sharing your story this morning with us.
No,
a piece of
all,
a very interesting history.
It's my pleasure.
Great stuff. That's Alan Cook there on the line. Interesting letter from him in the Irish Times today, recalling Roger Casement's Germany, from Germany to Ireland. An incredible stuff, meeting the second in command of the U-boat that dropped him off on that fateful day in 1916 on Bannerstrand.